Bienvenidos al Medical Spanish Podcast. Soy la doctora Molly Martin. A listener recently requested that I do a podcast covering phrases of empathy, and I recalled that I had covered this with my friend and Spanish teacher, Maria Bjorklund, back in 2008. However, there was a lot of background noise in this first podcast, so I re-recorded my portions while retaining Maria's. Espero que les guste. Hola, bienvenidos a otra edición de Medical Spanish Podcast. This winter, Maria and I were asked to do a cultural competency talk for a medical Spanish course provided by Concordia Language Village near where we live. In preparing for this talk, we discovered that greetings and what is said in between the evaluation and treatment of a condition is what really develops trust between you and your patient. Therefore, this episode will cover the following types of phrases: greetings, saying goodbye, saying thank you, saying you're welcome, and apologies and expressing sympathy. Please forgive the background noise. We had to do this one at a noisy cafe, but I think you'll find everything understandable. Unless otherwise specified, interpret the following phrases formally, addressing usted. Good morning. How is it going?
Buenos días. ¿Cómo le va?
Buenos días. ¿Cómo le va? Good afternoon.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. And you use buenas tardes from about noon until 7 p.m. And then you start saying good evening.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. How are you feeling?
¿Cómo se siente?
¿Cómo se siente? Welcome, addressing a woman.
Bienvenida.
Bienvenida. Addressing a man. Bienvenido. Addressing a group of men and women. Bienvenidos. How is the family?
¿Cómo está la familia?
¿Cómo está la familia? It's good to see you.
¡Qué gusto de verla!
¡Qué gusto de verla! Or if talking to a man. ¡Qué gusto de verlo! And when talking to a friend. Qué gusto de verte. Addressing a woman, I'm glad to see you.
Me alegra verla.
Me alegra verla. Or, if talking to a man, me alegra verlo. Now use the reflexive verb alegrarse. I'm glad to see you.
Me alegro de verla.
Me alegro de verla. And addressing a man, me alegro de verlo. So we follow the reflexive verb alegrarse with the preposition de. Now greeting a friend, I'm glad to see you. Me alegro de verte. How are you? Or literally, how do you find yourself?
¿Cómo se encuentra?
¿Cómo se encuentra? And greeting a friend. ¿Cómo te encuentras? How have things gone?
¿Cómo le ha ido?
¿Cómo le ha ido? What's new? Or literally,
What do you tell me?
¿Qué me cuenta?
¿Qué me cuenta? Or,
¿qué dice?
¿Qué dice? How have you been?
¿Cómo ha estado?
¿Cómo ha estado? How have you felt?
¿Cómo se ha sentido?
¿Cómo se ha sentido? Goodbyes. Despedidas. Goodbye.
Adiós.
Adiós. Now this next one is a very common way to say goodbye. It literally means that it goes well for you.
Que le vaya bien.
Que le vaya bien. Take care.
Cuídese.
Cuídese. And addressing a friend, take care. Cuídate. Have a good day.
Que tenga un buen día.
Que tenga un buen día. Go with God.
Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios. Referencing God is common in Latino speech and not as dramatic as it may sound in English. How would you say, God willing? Si Dios quiere. And you're likely to receive such a response in casual conversation. For example, you say to your friend, Te veo pronto. And they respond, Si Dios quiere. It's basically like saying, I hope so. Moving on. Have a good time. Use the verb pasar.
Que lo pase bien.
Que lo pase bien. As we covered in a recent podcast on reflexive verbs, you can also use this expression with the reflexive verb pasarse. And in Latin America, you can replace lo with la. This results in multiple variations of the expression have a good time. Que lo pase bien, que la pase bien, que se lo pase bien, que se la pase bien. See you soon, literally, until soon.
Hasta pronto.
Hasta pronto. I'll see you soon, addressing a woman.
La veo pronto.
La veo pronto. Or addressing a man. Lo veo pronto. See you later. Literally, we'll see each other. Nos vemos. See you at your next appointment, literally, until your next appointment.
Hasta la próxima cita.
Hasta la próxima cita. I hope you get better soon.
Espero que se mejore pronto.
Espero que se mejore pronto. You could also simply say, Que se mejore pronto. Get better soon, this time using the verb curarse. Que se cure pronto. If you have any concerns, let me know. Literally, any little thing, let me know.
Cualquier cosita, avíseme.
Cualquier cosita, Avíseme. And now ways to say thank you. Thank you.
Gracias.
Gracias. Thank you for everything.
Gracias por todo.
Gracias por todo. Remember to always follow gracias with por rather than para. So kind of you.
Muy amable.
Muy amable. I really appreciate your help.
Le agradezco mucho su ayuda.
Le agradezco mucho su ayuda. God bless.
Que Dios lo bendiga.
Or if addressing a woman, que Dios la bendiga. And now ways to say you're welcome. De nada. No thanks needed.
No hay por qué.
No hay por qué. Or,
no hay de qué.
No hay de qué. Of course. Literally, how not?
¿Cómo no?
¿Cómo no? The following are common expressions after someone has apologized for something. For example, someone bumps into you and says, perdone, and the following would be common responses. It's all good.
Todo va bien.
Todo va bien. Or,
todo está bien.
Todo está bien. It's not a problem.
No hay problema.
No hay problema. Remember, it's no hay problema and not no problema. Another way to say it's okay when someone apologizes is no pasa nada. No pasa nada. Apologies. I'm sorry. Lo siento. I'm very sorry for having been delayed.
Siento mucho por haberme retrasado.
Siento mucho por haberme retrasado. Pardon me or excuse me. Disculpe. Pardon my delay.
Disculpe mi retraso.
Disculpe mi retraso. And now using demora, pardon my delay.
Disculpe mi demora.
Disculpe mi demora. What were the two words we just used for delay? Retraso y demora. Expressing sympathy. I am so sorry for what you are going through.
Siento mucho lo que le pasa.
Siento mucho lo que le pasa. I am so sorry you are suffering so much.
Siento mucho que esté sufriendo tanto.
Siento mucho que esté sufriendo tanto. And here we use the subjunctive in the clause introduced by que. Que esté sufriendo tanto. This is an example of using the subjunctive to express an emotional reaction to something. However, in the previous example, siento lo que le pasa, we do not use the subjunctive. Siento mucho lo que le pasa. In this case, lo que is the direct object of siento. So just remember, when you use siento followed by lo que, you do not use the subjunctive. If you would like some more practice using the subjunctive, check out my subjunctive series on the grammar page at medicalspanishpodcast.com. And now a few more expressions of sympathy. I am very sorry about the loss of your family member.
Siento mucho por la pérdida de su familiar.
Siento mucho por la pérdida de su familiar. Just like gracias, we follow siento with the preposition por. Siento mucho por la pérdida de su familiar. Don't get discouraged, or hang in there.
No se desanime.
No se desanime. What a shame. Qué pena, or qué lástima. And that concludes this podcast covering useful phrases from greetings to condolences. MedicalSpanishPodcast.com has moved to DocMolly.com. Here I offer both medical Spanish and Spanish grammar interactive audio lessons. For premium lessons, go to DocMolly.com. Hasta la próxima!